Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anamika, and I am a doctoral student. I work under the guidance of Dr. Richard Palmer, who just presented, and as he already mentioned. I'm standing in for Dr. Michael Melchior, who's right now in Africa. Dr. Palmer, he looked at the correlates of the program completion. However, I will be presenting on the outcomes of diabetes self-management program. Better? Okay. So this was something given at the website that we have to talk about the disclosures. I'm just saying there are no relationships to disclose. Starting with the presentation, there might be overlap of some information since it's the same program and the same implementers, but I'll go over it. So this program was offered by it was offered as a part of Healthy Aging Regional Collaborative, which was initiated by the Health Foundation of South Florida. And they started in 2008. I'll be presenting the data from 2008 to December of 2011. So the main aim of the regional collaborative was to make sure that the sustainable health program promotion programs are available for the older adults in the Southeast Florida, which again includes Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe counties. CDSMP, which Dr. Palmer presented, is generic to all chronic disease. However, DSMP, which I am presenting, it targets only the people which are at high risk or who have the diabetes. So there were four programs which were started in 2008 by Healthy Aging Regional Collaborative. One was Matter of Balance, Enhanced Fitness, Stanford Self-Management Program, which includes chronic disease and diabetes self-management, and the Healthy Ideas. So as he already presented, there were 21 area agencies that offered one or more programs, and they collaborated on best methods and shared resources to reduce implementation barriers. So I pretty much said this before. So this is designed to give participants with diabetes or their caretakers and the skills to manage their lives and their health conditions. It was offered both in English and in Spanish. For the English, there were 8 workshops which are offered at 15 sites. And for the Spanish, there were 56 workshops at 40 sites. The reason why we offered more Spanish is because Miami-Dade is, you know, in the Florida, there's more of Hispanic population. So there were 6 2.5-hour classes once per week. And instructional techniques included were the didactic lecturing, modeling, role-playing, discussion, and action planning. The hypothesis for the study was that the participants, they will show statistically significant outcome improvement across all measures after participating in diabetes self-management program. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the demographic profile of the participants since I'm going to be presenting on the outcome data. So the mean age, so everything in blue from now on will be the English, DSMP in English, and the one in the red is for the Spanish. So the mean age for the English participants was 71 years, and for the Spanish was almost 74 years. Looking at the gender, almost 30% of the participants in the English program were male, and 71% were female. For the Spanish, there were 23% of the participants were male, and 77% were males. But you can see that the females, they were the more participants than in comparison to the males. Looking at the race and ethnicity, so just going back here, you don't see much of the difference between the populations when it comes to gender. However, when we looked at the race and ethnicity, 98% of the participants in the DSMP Spanish were Hispanics. Whereas if you look at for the English program, 58% were white, 20% were black, almost 12% were Haitians, 5% Hispanic. So you see a little bit of all the races in the English programs, but in the Spanish one, there was like 98% were Hispanics. For the income, almost 84% of the participants in Spanish program, they reported to have an annual income of less than 15,000 in comparison to 39% of the English program. 22% reported to have the income between 15,000 and 25,000 for the English and 12% for the Spanish. Almost 39% of the participants for the English program, they were having annual income of more than 25,000. So these were the baseline measures. So when a participant started the program, on the first session, they filled in a demographic information form, and they filled out a first session health and wellness survey, last session health and wellness survey, and the evaluation. So this is some of the measures which we asked them to fill when they were doing the first session survey. So we call them the baseline measures, and there were 10 items in the questionnaire which measured these. So the way they were asked were like, for how many days, let's take the example of, you know, physical health days. For how many days did poor physical or mental health keep you from doing your usual activities like work or recreation? So this is the way we ask the questions. And I'm presenting here the mean. So for days where activities were prevented, the mean was 3.42 for the Spanish and 2.94 for the English. Poor mental health days, so everything was asked for the last 30 days. For poor mental health days, the mean range was almost 4 for Spanish and 3.7 for the English. And similarly, like 5 for Spanish and 4.7 for English for poor physical health days. And the self-rated health in general was asked from poor, good, very good in that scale. So the 3.12 for English and almost 3 for Spanish. So everybody almost said that they were in the range of good when they were asked how they rated their health. These are some more baseline measures. So they were asked on a scale of 0 to 10. Like we asked them in a way, we want to know whether you are affected by fatigue or tiredness, and to show how much you were affected, round a number from 0 to 10 on a scale. So for the level of frustration, for the Spanish, the mean is 3.5 versus 3 for English. And level of pain, 4.3 versus 2.9 for the English program. And level of shortness of breath was 2.5 and 2.12. So all you get from here is that mostly everybody was like, they fall in the range of moderate. Nobody was saying that I was severely affected. So they were all kind of moderately affected when it's a little bit closer to 4. So, and the last one, which you see, physician visits, that has the highest mean when you ask them if they went to the emergency room visit or the physician visit, that has a mean of 1.4. So now I'll be presenting on the outcomes of the study. There were 9 items we asked to measure the outcomes, and they were under the categories of physical activity and managing your health. So basically, Dr. Mike Melchior, he used general linear model regression model, and he used repeated measures, and he controlled for the agency and the site effect because there were so many agencies and the sites. So what is presented here is the change in the mean. So we have something at time T1. We ask the same questions at time T2, and we are just presenting the difference. How much was the difference? So for the self-efficacy to manage disease, so let me just tell you the total number of participants. So everybody who had missing data was excluded. So somebody who answered at the baseline and not answered at the time two, they were excluded from the analysis because we wanted to look at the change, how much they change over time. So there was almost like 114 participants for English program and 345 for the Spanish. For the first outcome measure, which was self-efficacy to manage disease, the change from the baseline to the end of the program was 0.43 and 1.36 for the Spanish. For manage emotions, the change is 0.61 for English and 1.48 for the Spanish population. 0.78 for self-efficacy to use mental and physical techniques to manage symptoms, and 1.68 for Spanish. So you can see here, like, the Hispanics, they change. So you see more change for the Spanish population and the Spanish DSMP in the Spanish population. And nothing in this slide was insignificant. So all the results presented here, all these 3 measures were significant. Coming on to the next slide, self-efficacy to communicate with physicians. The change is 0.57 for English and 0.85 for Spanish. Social activity roles and limitations, 0.13 for English and 0.20 for Spanish, and it is insignificant for 0.13. I'm sorry, I don't know why it's blurred at the bottom in this slide. For the time stretching, it is 0.32 for English and 0.63 for Spanish, and it is non-significant for the English program. Time aerobics, 0.31 for English versus 0.62 for Spanish, but it is non-significant for the English program. So we had these three measures which were non-significant for English programs. This is just, again, the results. So all outcomes, they showed improvement over baseline, which I just showed, but there were some which were significant and some were non-significant. For English program, four things were significant. One was self-efficacy to manage disease, to manage emotions, to use learned techniques, and to communicate with the physicians. For the Spanish, everything was significant and they did show change over time. Same thing, self-efficacy to manage disease, emotions, learn techniques, communicate with physicians, activity limitations, time spent stretching, and aerobic activities. This is the effectiveness we looked at, but we did not divide it by English and Spanish participants. So we just looked at the percentage and how many of them they reported improvement from pre to post. So almost 53% of the participants said at the first time, T1, that they will keep physical pain and discomfort from interfering with things you want to do. And at the post, it raised up to 72%. So you see there's pretty much 19% increase for this item. For the second one, it went high from 51% to 74%, which is use exercise to manage emotional ups and downs. So there is also increase here. And in the last one, there is almost 25% increase from 52% to 77% for using relaxation techniques to help you deal with symptoms or health problems. So some of the strengths of the study was that they are the evidence-based programs. So this is what pretty much needed in our community. We have too many of randomized controlled trials, but we really wanted to look at evidence-based programs. The second one is all the instruments which were used for the study are previously validated. Third is the community-based settings, and then there is a heterogeneous mix of agencies. And the last outcome, they did show that older adults who participate in DSMP programs, they improve their quality of life, reduce healthcare costs, and thus reduce the burden placed on healthcare system by decreasing the utilization resources. Some of the limitations, there was self-selection, so everybody who wanted to participate, they could participate, if you're like a volunteer. Biases, it was all self-report data, and some of the questions were asked like going back to 30 days, so we think older adults who were like 90 or above 80, they might have a recall bias. There was high rates of missing data, as Dr. Palmer already mentioned. There was lack of control group because it was just in the community settings. And then the last one was, we just think that 6 weeks may be short for outcomes to change significantly, so we might want to go back and do any follow-up and see if they do the same. That was it for the presentation. So, any questions? Yes.
Did you see any differences between the agencies that referred or participated? Were there some organizations that
We were expecting that there will be differences across the agencies, but we did control for them in the analysis. That's why we used the general linear model to see if there are differences across the participants and not depending on the agency or the site.
So there were no differences?
We were expecting, we did not look at that part, where there was differences for the agencies, but we just looked overall for the participants. We controlled for agencies and sites in our analysis.
Is there any way to distinguish or to go back and look at that?
There is a way we can do that because we have data by agencies and sites, but that's, I think, would be too hard to just because there were some participants for one agency, few participants in the other agencies, and there were 20, sorry? Yeah, there were just like overall 21 agencies. So I'm just saying like there might not be enough participants in one particular agency to see that difference. That's why we control for that. Any other question?
Thank you.
Thank you.